Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. When the four women of Anonymous Four came together in 1986, medieval chant and polyphony was something known mainly to specialists toiling away in research libraries. Even the group's name suggested more scholarship than stardom, Anonymous Four being the name of an obscure 13th century theorist. But since then, all of their albums have hit the Billboard classical charts, totaling more than 1 million in sales and making their name truly iconic. The quartet has also branched out into American gospel hymns, folk songs, and contemporary music by composers like Steve Reich and John Tavener. Anonymous Four is back again with a new greatest hits album called Four Centuries of Chant and a new holiday program, and they join us here in our studio to perform live. Susan Hellauer and Marcia Janensky joining me right now at the microphones. We'll hear from Ruth Cunningham and Jacqueline Horner Quiatek when they start singing. Susan, Marcia, welcome back. It's been a
while.
Thanks
for having us.
So, you know, looking, Marcia, at Anne Majette's list that we were just talking about, the best classical music of the decade, really no early music, one Baroque piece, and even that in a modern piano version. Was this a good decade for quote-unquote early music?
Well, you know, we sometimes don't even think of ourselves as early music. We think of ourselves as music.
Hmm. Just happens to be 800 years old.
It happens to be 800 years old, or it happens to be wet ink on the page, or it happens to be from 19th century America.
So you approach some of these 15th century holiday songs the same way you would approach a new Steve Reich piece?
In a sense, yes. We produce the way we sing the same way no matter what, and then we overlay the style on top of the vocal production.
Hmm. But the fact that there's none on Anne's list, does that surprise you, that you could do like a list of the best classical music of a decade and not have something really old on it?
It is actually kind of surprising because on the Billboard chart, things have been a bit different.
Yes, they have. Chant has been inordinately popular, and of course, the group, Anonymous Four itself. Susan, a couple of years ago, there was much talk about Anonymous Four's retirement and stuff, and the New York Times recently compared the four of you to the quarterback Brett Favre of the formerly Green Bay Packers and then New York Jets and now Minnesota Vikings, you know, retiring and then coming out of retirement. Does that seem like a fair analogy to you?
I loved it. I thought it was adorable. And we actually went from full-time down to part-time. We were no longer, for the time being, developing new programs. But it was one of those trajectory things. Right at that time, American Angels was about to come out. And when it did, it was our only number one on the Billboard charts. We'd gotten very close. And that sort of shifted things a little bit about, you know, how we were going to do, you know, go out with programs and do another American program. So it sort of all got a little changed.
American Angels was the first of Anonymous Four's records of sort of Americana, I guess.
Yes.
The folk hymns and camp songs and things like that. So that kind of brought you back in? It wouldn't let you go? Is that what happened?
In a sense, yes. You know, our recording company has always said, what's next? And the American repertoire, you know, they scratched their heads a little and said, okay. But once that was so successful, it was just natural to follow that up.
Okay. The piece that you're going to sing for us first, though, is not Americana, although we have something American later in the program. I would pronounce this title, Noel, Sing We Both All and Some. How do you actually pronounce this?
I'm going to let Marcia do that. She is our pronunciation diva.
You're our Middle English expert?
Sort of, yeah. As close as it gets, at least in this quartet.
All right, go.
Nu mai way singen.
No, that's the second song.
Oh, that's the other song. What's the first song? Tell
Noel, sing we both all and some?
Noel, sing we both all and some.
Which means what?
Let's all sing Noel.
All get together.
Everybody.
And sing Noel.
Yeah.
So this is a holiday piece from where?
From 15th century England. We don't know exactly who composed it, but there's a bunch of wonderful 15th century English carols on our new program, The Cherry Tree. And Susan will tell us more.
after we hear a little bit of music. The program called The Cherry Tree is being performed by Anonymous Four at Corpus Christi Church this Sunday at 4 o'clock. And to hear more of the album Four Centuries of Chant, tune into our sister station, WQXR, where that is the album of the week all week this week. And here, live in our soundcheck studio, to sing this 15th century holiday song from England is Anonymous Four.
Noël, sing we both fallen song, nur ex pacificus issicum. Exhortu est in lupanis, nu Christis grosse panuscis, and with his bodius portoblis, both Noel, sing we both fallen song, nur ex pacificus issicum. De fructu ventris of Mari bricht, both God and man in vera licht, ut ob disease hedilus dicht, both
is Anonymous Four here in our soundcheck studio. Noël, sing we both allen sum, or syllables to that effect, and taken from their new program that they're touring around called The Cherry Tree, performing it Sunday at 4 o'clock at Corpus Christi Church. Susan Marsh promised us you would tell us more about The Cherry Tree. First of all, the title is an old miracle ballad, right?
Yes, we have the text of the cherry tree story from back, I think, to the 14th century, possibly a little earlier, though no music remains from those early examples. We know it was sung in a variety of mystery and miracle plays, either said or sung, probably sung.
What's the story?
Oh, it's a wonderful story. It's probably has antecedents in some of the apocryphal gospels. But basically, Mary sees a fruit tree, in this case a cherry tree, and is hungry for some fruit. She's pregnant at the time and asks Joseph to get the fruit for her. But he says, oh, let the father of the baby go get the cherries down or the whatever. And that must have been distressing. But she's saved by the baby Jesus, not yet born, who speaks up from the womb and asks the cherry tree to bow down and give Mary the fruit, in which case she doesn't need old Joseph.
So we get a very, very different portrait of Joseph. Old Joe is not sitting by and taking this all lying down, is he?
I know, but you can really kind of understand. He's a little puzzled. And there are various stories about how Joseph becomes enlightened about the fact of the miracle that's going on. And this is just one of those stories. And he is properly abashed thereafter.
So where are the holiday songs, these carols that you're singing, drawn from?
Now, this is a wonderful tradition. The carol tradition comes from a folk round dance tradition all over Europe, in which case usually joined hands, but in some way, in a line or in a circle, people would be dancing around and they'd stand still. That's where we get the word stanza, to stand still, while the stanzas are sung generally by a soloist. And then for the burden or refrain, there's motion.
So would women have sung these in medieval times?
Yes, in the folk versions, undoubtedly. There are some examples still in folk traditions in the British Isles. May Day, I can't remember the name of the city, the town, where it's called Hobby Horse Day. And this line dance with standing still for the stanzas and moving while the burden or refrain is sung by everyone, male and female. So the carols themselves are art music from the 15th century, but they're an outgrowth of this tradition.
But Marcia, when you get away from folk stuff, I mean, when Anonymous Four started, were you breaking sort of new ground doing this with just women's voices?
The music that we were singing at the time may not have been sung by women. In fact, it was proscribed for women to sing in the public cathedral. But so much of it was written for either unison voices or very, very, very narrow range of equal voices that women could easily have sung it. And there are examples of some music that is found at convents. And, you know, you gotta imply, infer.
So somebody was probably singing something somewhere.
Some girls were probably singing some of these songs.
Now, how do you... there's a lot of detective work involved in what you do. You know, whether it's looking to mid-19th century America or really going back to, you know, one of your records was music from the end of the first millennium. So, Susan, if I recall, you do a lot of the sort of sleuthing through old codices and stuff like that. You know, how important is that to putting together what we hear on the records?
Oh, for us, it's absolutely crucial. There are certain repertoires where there are people with particular expertise. And if that's the case, so for the program you mentioned, 1000, A Mass for the End of Time, Professor Alejandro Planchart from the University of California at Santa Barbara had a particular expertise in those transcribing that kind of notation. There's no reason. And so we asked him, and he said he would help us for a box of Kit Kat bars. And he did, and I sent him the box of Kit Kat bars. But, you know, very close friends always before and since.
You know, Kronos Quartet got started. Their first commissioned piece they paid for with a box of donuts. So
I
guess,
so,
you know, sugar makes the world go round.
It sure does.
And so that's where you learn things like best guess as to pronunciations and stuff like that?
Well, there are actually scholars of linguistics who go back and try to figure out how the various languages were pronounced, and that includes...
Including our own.
That includes Old English, Middle English. That includes English people from the 13th century trying to speak or sing in Latin, probably with a 13th century English accent or one of many 13th century English accents, et cetera, et cetera.
So this next song, you said it before, is
Now May We Sing.
Okay. And this is also sort of Middle English period?
Yes. This is a carol from the same era as the first one we did.
All right. Once again, from their program called The Cherry Tree, this is Anonymous Four performing live in our Soundcheck studio. And again, their new CD, a greatest hits collection called Four Centuries of Chant, is currently Album of the Week on our sister station WQXR. You can certainly hear more of it there. Let's now hear a live performance from 15th century England, courtesy of Anonymous Four.
No, my way singing as it is, but poenatus is nonis. This baptus that now is born, wonderful work as he hath he wrought, he will not lose that was he Lord, but poly. And those it is, for so the wis, he asketh not but that is his. No, my way singing as it is, God poenatus est nobis. This child priest was high and bowed full dare, quo wool so free and for us fell, as did the
and thus it is, for so the wis, he asketh not that is his. Now my way singing as it is, quod puer natus est nobis. Almighty God in Trinity, the mercy we pray with all head, the mercy my alma clay, and dangerous dread fruits to stead, and thus it is, for so the wis, he asketh not that is his. No, my way singing as it is, quod puer natus est nobis.
That's Anonymous Four. A song called New My Way Singin', Now May We Sing. It's a holiday, a seasonal song from 15th century England from Anonymous Four's new program called The Cherry Tree, which also includes some music from Revolutionary Era America. The next piece that Anonymous Four is going to do for us is by William Billings, a New England tanner and composer. And it's a fuguing tune called Bethlehem. Here once again, live in our soundcheck studio, are the four members of Anonymous Four.
While shepherds watch their flocks by night, or seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around. The angel led the raptured on the mountain, and glory shone around.
Cool. That's Synonymous 4, live here in our Soundcheck studio, and some music from the early American composer William Billings. That's Bethlehem, sung as a fuguing tune by the members of Anonymous 4, Susan Hellauer, Marcia Janensky, Ruth Cunningham, and Jacqueline Horner Quiatek. And we've actually been making a video while the four of them have been singing, and that'll be posted on the Soundcheck page later today. You'll get a chance to see Marcia smack herself in the head with a tuning fork before each of the songs. That's just to give the pitch to the rest
of
them.
Well, yes, it is. In fact, one of our directors from long ago of another group used to do it the same way, and they thought he was combing his hair.
Well, it's great to have the four of you back performing at Corpus Christi Church Sunday at 4 o'clock, this holiday program called The Cherry Tree. Thanks for performing some of it for us today.
Thanks. Great to be here, as always.
That'll do it for Soundcheck today. Tomorrow, our Critics Week continues with the best of the decade in rock and in hip-hop. And the performing artist known as BitShifter talks about making music out of old video games tomorrow on Soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer with Daoud Tyler Amin. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatau. We had help today from Ajita Shukla. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck here at 93.9 FM, WNYC.